Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. An addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/phony. That's babbel.com/phony for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Hello?
Two best friends who are really great. One just up and moved away. Determined to maintain their relations. Engage in stimulating conversations.
Phony and Callie.
Phony and Callie.
Phony and Callie show.
Guys, you know, yelling about, you know, it's not.
Yeah, you got to get away from that.
The world. It's not the world. We're not. This is not part of the show. You've already turned it on. You've turned it on. You've turned the performance on.
You've turned the performance on.
No, I'm not. I'm not turning the performance on.
Well, that was different, what you just said.
No, I didn't really think we were doing it yet. I'm just talking to you. You think I perform in real life?
Okay, we're going to start. Hold on.
Are we performing
now? Stop. We're going to start the episode.
Wait, I gotta get my coffee.
Four, three, two, one. Hello, we're starting. I'm Johnny. And that's my friend Tony.
Hello.
We've started the podcast. We've started our song. We sing it together. We go along. I'm Johnny.
I'm Tony.
And together we're friends. You got to learn the lyrics to the fucking song, man. This is pathetic.
Remember when we said we were going to compose a song?
Mm-hmm.
We should do that.
We just did.
Yeah, well, there we go. We did that. Done. Ding, dong,
ditch. Another thing off the bucket list.
Ding, dong, ditch, dude.
We went to ramen. The kids have off from school today. I think it's because of Rosh Hashanah, but they always.
Shana Tova.
For whatever reason, they never say like, oh, it's because of the Jewish holidays. It was like an unassigned day or pupil-free day.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Christmas break, spring break, yeah. Time for the Jewish holidays, unassigned day.
Like unassigned day. Keep your mouth shut, you goddamn Jews. Why don't I hear about your weird holidays?
Oh, God.
So you went and got ramen?
We took the children to a nice, expensive ramen lunch. We never take them to lunch.
Oh, wow, really?
We don't take them to restaurants often. Like,
well, you're responsible, good parents.
Well, Andrea had the idea for a long time that we just like couldn't take them to restaurants. We just like, well, it wouldn't be enjoyable.
Children are spazzy.
I know, but they're like 8 and 11. Like, they're plenty old enough at this point.
Oh, I mean, now they, yes. I was saying when they were like little, they shouldn't be going. It was a good idea when they were little.
Yeah.
You know?
But I guess then the pandemic.
Friendly place or something.
Yeah. So it's like so foreign to them to eat at a restaurant.
Was it like special or were they like nervous?
It was just fun. I mean, I don't want to overplay it, but yeah, it was special. They weren't nervous. It's not like a fancy restaurant.
Do they like ramen?
They love ramen.
I love ramen.
We got the pork buns. We got the tonkatsu.
You got tonkatsu. You know, you don't get soy broth? You get the pork bone broth.
I don't think so. We got the tonkatsu. Arthur got a shrimp wonton ramen with a thicker noodle.
Ooh.
And the broth was a little different, but I'm not sure what it was.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. I love tonkatsu, but lately I've been getting into the soy broth, and it is a nice difference.
What's the difference?
Well, soy broth is like, I think, a deeper umami. But it is like a richer, I think like it's a little, like tonkatsu has almost like a porky, smoky sweet. let's say, or let's say more porky sweet, whereas the soy... almost
milky, milky a little bit.
Yes, yeah. And when it's also like white, it's like whiter or creamier, I guess, is the maybe the way to put it. Whereas the soy is, I think, silky, smoky, and more like savory.
Maybe that's what Arthur got, because his was a little smoky.
Yeah.
Had a bit of a... Remember when we used to go to Momofuku? Uh-huh. We would just walk around. I don't... I spent the same amount of time in my days as I do now, but I don't remember what the fuck I was... We were doing. We would just wander around.
Yes. We would wander for...
We would go to Momofuku. We would get ice cream.
Well, a lot of it was centered around eating and going into Barnes and Nobles.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of things had to do with, like, walking by shops, looking at shops, being like, I don't want to go in there. I don't want to go in there. Then getting to the Barnes and Noble, where it was like, well, we've got to go in there. For some, then go in the Barnes and Noble, go through every floor, and, like, rate why we would or wouldn't want to be in this section, or... what's good about this section?
We would take a pass through like the For Dummies section and like the technical manuals and stuff. Yes. Just to walk it. Just to like...
Yes, yes. Yeah, of course.
Like Pac-Man, you just have to walk everywhere and like take in everything that's there and then you can come back.
Well, we go to Forbidden Planet, I think, sometimes. And or Halloween Adventure and do like the cross through. Maybe I was a little bit more Forbidden Planet because I know I liked going in.
You like going in. The window is not as good as this. You're like, great window. And you walk in, you're like, I don't want to leave through.
Well, it's always the same, right? Which is like, I'm not going to buy fucking comic books at this point in my life. I'm beyond the point of being able to start this collection, right?
Or toys,
which I just found a bunch of toys that I shoved in a box in the back of my closet, and I was like consolidating two boxes to create a new box to put like vacuum cleaner stuff and things in there. And it's amazing that I still started looking at them and I went, I should get rid of this shit. And then I was like, no, put it back in the box for now, another day. Like, you know, but you're like, why am I keeping these action figures shoved in the corner of a box?
I marvel because I've been cleaning too. I've been like cleaning off this desk and trying to make it functional. Like people that can go like, oh, we're spring cleaning. We're getting rid. We went through the garage today and got rid of all the stuff and cleaned it. I was like, today, like it has taken me
years,
almost 10 years to clean up this table.
I know.
And it's because some people, I guess, are so unsentimental. They're just like, I didn't see this yesterday, so let me throw it away. I didn't need this today, so let me throw it away. Going through stuff is like, oh, this. Oh, yeah. Look at that. That was then. And what if I won't remember it in the future? Like, let me hold on to it to like... All the pictures we keep, it's just for some future moment to be like, oh yeah, that was a nice picture.
Well, I mean, look, this, I have this picture here on my bulletin board, okay? This is from my high school graduation. My stepfather, me, and my father all pointing to a grape soda. Okay. And my stepfather, I made my stepfather wear my mother's hat.
Okay.
This is not even a great photo. I mean, it's like not even well preserved. It's sun faded. It is just tacked to the bulletin board. There's no protections on it.
I would think that was a rare moment though, where your father and stepfather were in the same place.
At the time, what's interesting is at the time, yes. I mean, today on the live stream, because it was the last one for a while, Steven and my dad were both on there and I went, why don't you compliment each other on your segments on the show? And they're like complimenting each other on their segments and you just sort of, so I guess in some ways I look at that and go, I remember in this moment, seeing them sitting next to each other at my graduation was like monumental, right? Yeah. Like it was like this, I never thought that would happen in my life. I would never thought my mom and father would sit next to each other again, right? Yeah. And I'm sure in my mind, I built up that it was a lot worse maybe than it really was, or that it was a lot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, my dad's listening. I'm sure he'll tell me after this, in 4 weeks, 5 weeks, whatever. So, but this was such a big deal. Now what's funny to me is it's like a relic of a time when I thought it was a big deal. And now I'm like, no, everyone's fine. Get along enough. Why would they get along that much? You sort of then, as you get older, you're like, why really would I have a requirement that my two different men who married my mom have be friends with each other? They don't have to be friends with each other. They have nothing to do with each other. And they, and granted, they do get along, so it's fine, but like, it wouldn't be a requirement, you know? So,
no,
I guess,
but it would be meaningful to you as the sort of center point, you know?
Yes, it's meaningful to me. But that's what I'm saying, is it's interesting that it's meaningful enough for me to keep it, but not meaningful enough for me to preserve it or to like actually take care of it. Like, at some point it will decay to the degree where I'll be like, let's get rid of it. And then in that day, I'll be okay to get rid of it, kind of. Like, its decay will be about the time. Now show me yours.
What's I have this old Echo Harp box. I don't know where I got it. I don't use it. It just is among my stuff, occupying a space on this table, and I don't know where else it would go, and haven't for years. I don't know why I keep it, except I like the sort of
Swiss
scene. Alps thing.
Yes, I know exactly why you keep it. It's so beautiful.
It's a beautiful, large harmonica.
I didn't even know what it was. Boy, you can't even really blow in that thing, huh? Is it? I have a question. Is it like...
It's old. Tune to me. This is a high B flat.
Okay. I think your Zoom is like negating your sound, because I'm not hearing the harmonic, the thing.
Oh, you're not?
No.
How about now?
Hold on.
It probably might be because you're playing at the same time. Anyway, I don't know if people want to hear this, but that's what you heard. So why'd you listen to it if it was so boring? Become the master of your own life.
How about this? This is worth $800.
Wait, is that an original?
Yeah.
That's an original fucking Panthro?
Yeah, how about that?
From Thundercats?
Yeah.
He was the best because he was so reasonable. He always wanted to just do the right thing.
A free Mumra. Got free Mumra if you want it.
Free Mumra. Mumra's like, I'm not even fucking worth anything.
This is $6.90 at Caldor from probably like 1980, whatever. A student of mine.
Caldor. I used to get hot dogs from Caldor.
A student of mine gave this to me as a graduation gift. They graduated from the class and they're like, thank you for teaching me. And they went, here. And I went, what is this? They went, it's a Panthro action figure. It'll be worth money. It's in the box. I went, oh, okay. I threw it in a drawer when I got home. I was appreciative. I was like, what am I going to do with this? Then years later, I happened to look it up and I was like, oh my God, this thing's worth almost $1,000. I was like, holy shit.
Panthro in the box.
So I just keep it because I figure it can only go up in value.
It'll peak.
I don't know. I think it's one of those things where it might be like, it might be worth like $1 million at some point.
So how was your booster experience? This is our big booster check-in.
Oh, this is the booster check-in. And I was going to call, I think we should call this the booster episode. This is like, we're like, if our show is a vaccine, this is like the booster.
Okay.
It seemed so much more smart when I had it in my head, and it's not. Emma, you could maybe cut this out or cut this in somewhere else, but I'm going to say, this coffee, what's the company that we would sponsors us sometimes? What are they called? Free trade or some trade coffee?
Some kind of trade coffee, but they, it's almost like the Amazon of coffee. They link to independent roasters.
Yes. And they're fantastic. And
who knows if they're sponsoring this episode, but
she could pull,
you get the coffee,
but she could pull the endorsement, which is, I just made myself a pot of this coffee. It's fucking incredible. It is like being in a coffee house.
What kind of coffee is it?
I don't remember.
All right. You heard it here, guys. This is the endorsement. It was so potent, it had to be pulled from the episode and put into an ad.
All right. So I got boosted. And I'm going to tell you, I still am having anal.
Bivalent?
Bivalent. Bivalent. What? Did
Pfizer
I tell you?
Or Moderna?
Pfizer, of course. Did I tell you what? How many times I said bivalent when I got there? So I wanted to get it.
Well,
in
you
my
said high valent when you got there. You said bivalent when you left.
God damn it! I wanted to go to my my purse, like my local pharmacy near me, but I had to go for a second heart test. So my doc was like, I don't want you to get anything done until the heart test is done. The heart test was positive and I'm all good. And I quit a bunch of things, blah, blah, blah. And I feel great now. And so I went and I had to go to Duane Reade, and I was like, very like, oh God, fucking Duane Reade. I don't know. Medical procedure. Like I feel like Duane Reade is never a place your skin should get punctured. Let's put it that way.
For people that don't know, Duane Reade is Walgreens, but without the national
identity
behind it.
Yeah, it's just like a local fucking shithole.
It's a local, massive, impersonal pharmacy to New York.
Yes, it's so bizarre. It is so bizarre. And so I go in there and they're like, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. We're running behind. And I'm like, I'm not surprised. This is Duane Reade. Like, you thought I came in here thinking my appointment would start at 3:30. I blocked an hour out for this.
I never knowing... got an apology at Duane Reade.
I know. This is all the local level. So I fill out my stuff, whatever. Every person I encounter, bivalent, right? This is the bivalent? Yes, the bivalent. Bivalent. Bivalent Omicron? Is it bivalent Omicron? They're like, yes. I'm like, the bivalent.
There's not a bivalent Delta.
Well, I kept like every person, because I was like, they're going to try to give me, knowing Duane Reade, they're going to try to give me that leftover bullshit booster from before. They're going to try to move that old booster.
And Emma, you can grab this part too for our Duane Reade advertising content.
Yeah, Duane Reade bullshit. Fucking Duane Reade. And then I love it. The woman who is working the counter and dealing with multiple customers is then like, it's like an I Love Lucy. She comes around the corner and she's like, all right, sir, ready to see you. And I was like, really? You're going right from like handing like, you know, nicotine patches to people and like ringing up money and shit, and you're just grabbing a vaccine and injecting me with it? I was like, all right. So she's like, all right. And I'm right before I go, bivalent, right? That's the bivalent one. And I said to her, I go, you're not going to try to give me that old shit, right? She goes, no, sir, we can't do that. She sticks me.
It's not our desire to do anything of the sort. I have to get back and sell Snickers bars.
She gives me the shot. There's a man the whole time, by the way, screaming, this fucking place, they don't know, you're not working on my prescription. Screaming the whole time. why don't you come over here and tell me why I don't have my prescription? And like, they're like, sir, we're working on it. Sit down. And he's like, you're not doing anything.
So you could barely be heard as you were shouting bivalent, bivalent.
Yes, well, I figure Duane Reade, I've really gotten to the point where I'm like, everyone just screams in here. I might as well, too. Like, why am I trying to maintain any sort of decorum? Everybody's screaming. I said to Flossie when she went to get hers, I go, this is like sort of like going to a high school cafeteria that operates as a business. From the behavior of the employees, playing like fucking like throwing products at each other. And like literally at one point while we were standing there, scooting by us and being like, excuse us, and then like snickering to themselves. I was like, what is this place? This fucking place. So she injects me and she goes, you need a card. You didn't bring your card. I go, yeah, just put on a new card. She goes, okay. I go, and then I got to go. And she goes, well, sir, you're supposed to sit for 15 minutes. I go, I'm fine. I said, I don't need to sit for 15 minutes. I've had like five of these. I'm fine.
Sitting in a Duane Reade for 15 minutes is worse. Is more dangerous to your health.
I know, that's what I wanted to say. I mean, it's so disgusting in there.
Sit down on what surface?
Yeah, it's like sit down on these on this diaper display and wait.
Sit down on the like blood pressure monitor machine.
The one seat. Sit down on this person in a wheelchair. So then she brings me the card. It's been like 2 minutes. And I go, all right, bye. And she's like, sir, you really need to. I'm like, leave? I got to go. I left. And I felt fine. Got home. Fine. Go to sleep. Fine. Wake up. Feeling a little logy. Nothing bad. Okay. Hits noon. Fever spikes to 100 and hovers at exactly 100 degrees. Not 100.1. Not 100.3, 100 degrees even. And I know that the joke I think you made was that I had left the display tag on the thing.
Mm-hmm. It was a good joke, and it didn't deserve the treatment you gave it just now. But yes, that was the joke I made.
And it was terrible. And it's not true. It was just truly the temperature. We watched.
Nobody said it was true. It was a joke.
Then I was constipated, had a fever, was constipated, watched the Jeffrey Dahmer series on Netflix. Very good.
And so your body was just heating your shit to over 100 degrees.
His body was heating the shit to 100 degrees, baking it in there. But you know what? A lot of anal gel.
Wait a minute. Really?
When I would shit, there would be a lot of gel at the end. Surprising amount.
At the end?
Yeah. Like I would shit, and then it would be sort of a clean wipe with a little bit of anal gel.
So you got the gel too.
I got the gel too. In fact, this is the first day that the gel subsided, was today.
I called it.
And it was tough. You did
call it. Talk about prescience. Who called it? Who said? Who said?
It was you. You've got a real track record now, buddy.
Who said the gel?
The gel's coming. You know, they say the storm is coming. QAnon is the gel is coming.
And QAnon. It was
QAnon. And it was brutal for a day. And then that was it. Then I sweated out and now I feel fine. So there you go. Flossie got hers. She got the COVID arm. So she just has like a sore arm that's bruised.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt tired. And I made fajitas last night. I made homemade fajitas. I made homemade pico de gallo, and I made homemade guac.
Mm.
And it was fucking delicious. I made like perfect guacamole, perfect guac. Like the, remember when we used to go?
Rosa Mexicana.
Rosa Mexicana. I mean, we really had the life. Can I just say something? There was a period where we just had the life. We were getting Mexican. We were
finding
walking
side
around.
Streets to get high on. That's the worst thing about like weed being legal and ubiquitous. You can't, there's no reason to sneak around anymore.
No.
It was so fun to like hide on a side street and do it quickly and then wander stinking into the into the restaurant. Like, yeah. Like, there's a guy in Agua Frescas.
And now I think about all the times we've gone into places and people have been like, all right, hello, gentlemen. And we're just stinking of weed. We're like,
sweaty armpits, cargo shorts, ringer tees, and like 50-pound backpacks on. They're like looking at how, if there are any tables as far away from the front windows as possible.
We were often shoved in the back.
They're always want the guacamole? Yeah. You want the one where we like make it by the table? Like, please say no. We're like, yeah, make it by the table. They're like, oh God, just stand next to these stinking, reeking filth monsters.
We would bring those backpacks filled with shit everywhere we went. In the fun, we go into the night, we go into nice places, shitty place, did not matter. We went in, we would go in places at like a rush. Like it would be like, and it was amazing. All the people around us in business suits, like coming out of their like, you know, ad job at like, you know, what was it? ICM. What was the ad agency that was on the Flatiron? That was like the big one. Gray advertising. Gray, yeah. You know, all the gray people, all these like fancy dancies, and then just two just scum fucks with pit stains. Scarfing it down and screaming.
What were we doing? Well, I mean, I understand like when we met, like when we were going to do a show and we had to figure it out, but that was different. That was like panic eating, like fear time.
Yes.
What were we doing when it was just like freewheeling, walking around? Like, how did we? I don't remember ever calling you up on the phone and saying, hey, let's go meet in the city for no reason.
No. We were always encountering each other.
How were we together?
I don't know. I think often one of us was, there was that period, I think, where you hung in the lobby of the school before it moved to the final resting place before it all fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
So that one that was on 30th. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of like, hanging out there and working on something and then seeing each other and being like, hey, you know, what's happening? Like I'd see you and Andy, or I'd see you and Curtis, or I'd just see you sit and Will. Maybe you'd be talking to Will. Maybe you'd be bothering Will in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I would kind of come in and I'd be like, well, I'm done teaching. I think my favorites were sometimes where I'd be like, all right, but I think there was a few times where I was like, all right, let's go do something. And then like 2 hours later, Will would call and be like, where are you? And I'd be like, I don't know. We're high. We're down like in Union Square. He's like, you have a fucking class.
Yeah.
You had a second class today. And I was like, well, now I don't. Now I don't have a class. What do you want me to do? Show back up and be like, great job, guys.
What do you want me to do?
I love it now. Like I love now thinking I was so panicked. Now I think about it, I'm like, oh God, who fucking cares? What a fucking heist that was. Everybody involved. Everybody involved was just fleecing everyone.
I remember you being overly concerned with your tardiness or.
I was not. No, but I mean inside. I remember there was one North Carolina trip where like I missed a class and Joe Wengert, who might be a future guest of ours, Joe Wengert called me and was like, dude, like you just straight up did not show up. You're like missing like five classes. I was like, yeah, I'm in North Carolina. He's like, well, this can't happen.
What do you want me to do?
This is all
I mean. Left the state. I'm several states away. What do you want me to do?
I mean, I've made it through most of my life by just basically getting in situations like that and being like, what? So what now? Now we're in this situation and we're in it together. I would always make it that we're in it together, even though it's completely my fault. So I'm feeling great. I mean, there's very few of us now who are COVID free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the window is shrinking. I mean, Sam's had COVID like 9 times now.
He did?
No.
Has he had it more than once?
I think Sam has had it more than once. I think if Sam has COVID anymore, he's going to be like that little headed guy in Beetlejuice in the waiting room.
Yeah. The explorer.
Yeah.
British explorer.
That was my favorite. That still is one of my favorites. That little guy just being like.
Yeah. He's so surprised. Poor little guy.
Poor little shrunken head guy. I was listening to a B-52's song the other day. Was it that one? The Moon. What's it called? You know what I'm talking about?
Love Shack?
No, not Love Shack.
Rome, if you want to.
Come on, not that bullshit.
They only have 2 or 3 songs.
First of all, they don't.
People with REM.
No, they don't have 2 or 3 songs.
Somebody write in and tell me a 4th B-52.
There's a Moon in the Sky. You ever heard that?
There's a moon in the sky and I like it. I am a B-52 airplane.
I like that. I actually was listening to it going, man, I forgot. I really like the B-52s. Like,
How's it go?
I can't. I'd have to play it.
You don't remember how it goes?
No, that was the whole point. I didn't remember it till I heard it.
Oh, and then when you stopped hearing it, you didn't remember it anymore.
You and I have different memories this way. You're very much like, I can remember the lyrics or I can remember the quote or whatever. I have like a goldfish brain when it comes to music. In fact, and I like it because I'm constantly rediscovering music. Like I constantly rediscover songs and go, oh my God, I love this song. This is great. And then as soon as I forget it, as soon as it's out of my head, it's gone. I can't remember it. I'm impressed by people who can remember music because then they can appreciate it. Whereas I have a weird relationship with music.
Yeah, we've talked about it. I do too.
Yeah. Makes me emotional too. I don't think I'm a huge fan of getting emotional. Although really? Now I am. I'm a little happier about getting emotional now.
You mean sad emotional?
Any kind of emotion. Sometimes it's getting happy. I get very worked up. And I get very... I don't have a good governor on my emotions. So when they happen, they can kind of cut any different way, any direction. You don't really know what's going to happen.
I can start sobbing. You're always talking about how you like stuff or you're angry about stuff or you're... You know, yeah. I don't know. I feel like you're talking, you talk about experiencing emotions a lot. You're very communicative about it and articulate about it. I'm really confused by what you just said about how you don't experience emotions.
No. I'm not saying I don't experience emotions. I didn't mean to say it that. I'm sorry. I meant
or
to
like,
say.
Or like don't like to.
I have a hard time when I feel deep. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So like, and I don't know when I'm going to feel deep.
Oh, that's why you're into all that Bravo shit.
Why? Because it's so surface?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But lately I watch Bravo, I start crying. I start crying about Housewives. I start crying about, I'll start lamenting things. I cry about everything. I cry all the time.
When they were in Morocco and the psychic tells, what's her name, that Mario was cheating on her?
Yes, and Mario was cheating on her.
Yeah.
How about that?
Spooky.
Yeah, well, Morocco, that's also when Luann got on that fucking camel. And she was, and it fucking humped her all around. She went, whoa, 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 whoa.
Luann.
How are you feeling now? You're post-boosted. You're full post-boosted, and you're actually now immune. You're 2 weeks out, aren't you?
No. Last Monday, we got the booster.
So you got
I feel fine. Odin's had a cold since like Thursday or Friday. We've tested him twice. He doesn't seem to have COVID.
Okay. But, oh boy.
So he's a real
variable.
You know, no, he when he is, I've said it before, that there when he or Andrea, my wife, get colds, it's just like Tissue City. It's like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like snot. It's snot like all over the face until they use a tissue, or until he uses a tissue, and then it's like snotty tissues all over the place.
That's disgusting.
Coughing, sneeze, preparing food. This is Odin. Preparing food and sneezing forcefully. Not into, and you go, oh, cover your mouth. And the arm goes up or the hand goes up like 6 inches from the mouth. as some sort of like reverberation or amplification surface. But he made a cheesecake, a lemon cheesecake.
Wow.
That was delicious. He made buffalo wings the other night.
Oh, really?
That were delicious. Yeah.
How did he do it?
He wanted, a friend of his made buffalo wings. They're like doing cooking stuff in class, but sure. he Andrea bought buffalo wings. He got like the Frank's buffalo sauce, hot sauce or whatever.
Well, he got Frank's hot sauce and then he probably whisked it with butter, which is how you're supposed to do it.
I think they did butter and whatever else you put in it. And they seasoned the wings and
fried them.
In a pan and in the
oven. And then tossed them in the sauce, right?
Yeah. And then blue cheese.
How do you do the blue cheese dressing?
We bought blue cheese.
You bought the dressing?
We bought the blue cheese dressing. It was blue cheese from a bottle.
Okay. Well, you know, just Odin, if you're listening, very easy to just get sour cream, blue cheese. And then all you do is, if you have a little hand blender, you can do it that way. Or you could just mash up the blue cheese with a fork. Get something good, like a Roquefort or something. Whisk it, whip it in with the fork in the sour cream. And then put a little pepper and a little salt in there. And then, to really give it a kick, put chopped chives in there. Put that all together and it will just kick up that blue cheese, that buffalo wing sort of taste, because the mayo based sauce is more of a takeout. It's more of like a 50-yard line Super Bowl party cheap wings. Mm-hmm. And then, which is great too. I'm not saying that's like just a different, like that's, you're piling down like 40 wings, you know, you're just like, that's it. You're eating wings and that's it. But if you want to have that sort of celery crudité with the wings, more of a restaurant, maybe I'm out at a Chili's, nice night out at a TGI Fridays in 1988, then you get that sour cream-based blue cheese. Oh, fucking. Then you're
so
fucking
good.
Doing it.
And yeah. Emma, feel free to pull this for Odin's Wing Shack.
Yeah, Emma, pull it for... Why don't you pull it for... I don't know if there's a way to
pull it
send...
for Roquefort.
Well, Roquefort, and also if you can somehow open a time window and send this ad back to Fridays, 1988, CGI Fridays.
Yeah, open a time window.
Can you open a time window, Emma?
Can you open a time window?
It's getting very, very present in here. Can we open a time window?
Oh, oh, it's like... Present's becoming the future. Can we open a time window?
Open a time window. Let me get some of that cool past in here.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred.
De gar pakino, ik veld.
That means they are going to the movie theater this evening in Norwegian. Hi. I'm John Gemberling. And if you're like me, you learned French and Latin at one of the finest schools in the country, and you grow up to realize those teachers couldn't teach an ounce as well as Babbel, which is a language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. thanks to its addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons. All right? With Babbel, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel's lessons were created by over 150 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. You can choose from 14 different languages. They have a speech recognition technology that helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. My school did not have speech recognition technology. They just had some person who knew how to speak the language standing in front of the class. There was nothing technological about them. And the pleasure that I find in taking these lessons, learning a new language, but also I fantasize about being in Norway and saying these things to Norwegians who I imagine will be so pleased to hear my pronunciation and communication skills, because my image of them is that they're a gentle people who are fundamentally proud when foreigners come and speak their language. And I look forward to them being sweet to me. Maybe that's my own thing. But maybe you can get that pleasure out of it too. But right now, you can get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/phony. That's babbel.com/phony for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Please hold. You're being transferred back to the podcast.
Do you want a Johnny's game, or should I not waste it on you?
No, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Right. We haven't done a Johnny's game where just I play in a while. Oh God, I put way too much in.
What? What do you have in your cupped hand?
Sanitizer.
What do you have to sanitize for?
Sometimes I just like to sanitize. I like the feeling.
No, you have a microbiome that is helping you on your body.
Well, this is aloe in it, so.
Well, say no more.
I got to pack
all
everything
right
up.
Okay, aloe and Thania Tabadek.
Okay. Yep.
Are you ready to play Doo-Doo's Goom? Boom, 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 boom,
Doo-doo
boom, 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 boom.
Yeah,
boom.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do it.
Which funny cops do I call when I have a problem with my kidneys?
The piss police?
No. The piss police, I'm eating my piss.
What kind of cops do I call when I have a problem with
which
my kidneys?
Funny cops do
oh,
I
which
call
funny
when I have
cops
a problem with my kidneys?
Oh, the kidney stone cops.
No, but that's pretty good.
The kidney stone cops.
Stop it.
What the fuck else could it be? The funny cops or the Keystone cops? Peystone cops?
No, nothing to do with that show.
It's not a show.
Different show. What were the Keystone cops?
I think
what were the Keystone cops?
I think there's like short film shorts.
Oh. Well, it's not
Brooklyn 99?
No.
Okay. No. Renal 911.
Renal 911.
I just had to go through my cop shows. That's a good one. Renal 911.
Renal 911.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Moving okay along.
Moving right along.
We're loose and fancy free. This guy might have directed Scarface, but I got him eaten out of somewhere. Where?
The palm of my hand?
The palm of my hand!
Oh my God. This is so sad. This is like sad that this has gotten to this point.
It's just a sort of like grim exercise now.
Yeah, but it is fun when other people are on and then they're like, wow, how is it happening so fast for you? And I'm like, well, I don't really want to get into it. Okay.
Final one.
Okay.
You're two up. This is for your chance to win. You need three to win.
I can never win.
What was that James Bond movie where the guy from Northern Exposure is immortal?
Is it the lead guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. What the fuck is his name? He was
In other stuff, too.
I know. Well, he was in the quiz show.
Yeah, quiz show.
Rob Murrow. That's his name. And then what did you say? What's the clue again?
What was that James Bond movie where the guy from Northern Exposure is immortal?
Oh, Rob Morrow never dies.
Rob Morrow never dies.
You like how I need to just get the ducks in a row.
Yeah, that's like, all you ever needed to do.
Oh, my God.
Rob Morrow never dies.
I think this is good for our brand. Do you know what? I think we will look back at some point and go, wow, Johnny's Game actually like fended off dementia. Like it fended off like mental decline.
Because we were visited by Jacob Marley and he showed us our cognitive decline in a future that could have been, but we learned the lesson from Johnny's Game that we had stronger cognition.
It's interesting that somehow we are 50, there's 52 weeks in a year, yet mm-hmm. we're going to somehow, I think, be ahead of 52 weeks somehow. Or did we just do 52 weeks? Because we came out in October, didn't we?
Yeah, we came out October like 25th or something, and our 52nd episode, I think, will come out October 17th of this year.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Not a break. We didn't take a break. We didn't take 1 week off. We went the whole time. Just for you, the listener.
Just for you.
Just for you, the listener, the ungrateful listener. Why don't you buy a fucking t-shirt? You know, there's a great t-shirt out there that's called something, like put the cock in the computer. You can find it on our Twitter. You buy that t-shirt. It's only $30.
It's expensive and the margins are terrible. Go for it.
It's expensive. We barely get any money from it. So go for it, guys.
Well, Tony, this has been great. Do you have anything you want to plug?
You know, I do. I do. I'm moving, I'm centralizing all of my broadcasting stuff to my Patreon, which is The Real Tony. Patreon.com/TheRealTony. You can get coffee with Tony there. You can get a bunch of other things and check it out. Archives. I don't know. So go check it out. Support it. It supports this podcast too by you paying me money so that I can afford to get the Adobe. So I don't know. Just help me.
That's the best plug we've had in weeks, by the way. That's somebody who cares about what they're putting out.
It's like, fucking help me, man. It's like a million. I love is there's a million ways now to charge people. It's like, Instagram, you can charge people for comments and for things. Now on Twitter, you could do super followers and you can also charge for Twitter spaces. You can just charge everywhere. You could charge everywhere for everything.
People just ask for Venmo now. People on Twitter are just like, hey, Venmo me.
I know. I can't figure out how to get the money thing on mine.
My dog went to the vet. Venmo me. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that don't even get me started. That's like a whole other universe. I mean, the thing I'll say is, if you want to be up, if you're up front and you're like, hey, you know, I'm the type of person who's just like, I apparently believe that it's other people's problem, what I do in my life. And you want to do that and people are willing to give you money, more power to you. Like if you're someone who's willing to be the type of person who's like, guys, I like overspent in my life and can't afford to pay for my car. So can you give me money? I guess go for it. You know, I prefer to create the illusion that I'm doing something and you're paying for that so that there's a little space between my sort of inability to appropriate my money properly and like you paying for things. I like to create at least the illusion that there's a product.
Right.
But there are people, God bless them, they just go, fuck it, there's no product. Just give me money to pay my bills.
Every man for themselves.
Yeah, so good for you. If you can get away with that shit. I find that only people who are attractive and young seem to actually make money off of that.
Oh, yeah? That's what you find?
I do find that if you're like some 60-year-old lump and you're like, give me money, people are like, no.
Oh my God. Everybody got a taste of piss.
Yeah. Oh, I'm equal opportunity. How about you? You got anything to plug, John?
Yeah, I like this water bottle. It's a nice metal water bottle.
Beautiful looking. It's got sort of a woody kind of look.
It's metal, though. I finally... The whole rest of my family has like dedicated bottles that they walk around with and sip out of. I've been drinking out of cups and glasses for years and then putting them in the sink, washing them. Why? I could just walk around with my own bottle that only I touch and it never gets washed. And that's how I drink water now.
That's the dirty bottle of water.
Yeah.
It's a filthy bottle filled with bacterium.
And you go, well, it's only ever got water in it, so it's fine. So it never gets washed.
You have metal interior, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the key.
Yes, you found me out. Oh, you were talking about the water bottle.
These are the best episodes.
These are really we keep saying it, but the ones without anybody else.
I know, are the best. They're the best. Everybody else is a fucking problem. God, I wish we could go to fucking Rosa Mexicana now. That's what I wish we could just do that. That would be the fucking perfect finish to this.
I'm full from the ramen.
All right, I gotta go.
All right. No, I gotta go.
No, I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.